You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon. Also in the studio is Elizabeth. And today we have Mark and Katya Gordon in to talk about sea change sailing expeditions. How are you two doing today?
Great.
Yeah, really
Thank
good.
You for having us.
So how did you two get into sailing in the very beginning?
Haha. Good question, Jackson. I'd say we started, actually when we first met, this was about 20 years ago, one of the very first things we ever did was buy a sailboat together, not the boat we have now, but a different boat. And we had both sailed before. Mark had owned a couple boats, all sailboats, and I grew up sailing a day sailor on Lake Huron. So we had, some experience, Mark more than I, but one of the things that brought us together was this desire to adventure together by sail.
Yeah, so early on we developed a master plan of buying this sailboat and then having two kids and then taking off. And so, which we actually did, we bought the boat, sailed it for about, 3 or 4 or 5 years. And in the meantime, we had our two daughters, Cedar and Lamar. And when they were 1 and 3, we took off for a year-long sailing trip on that boat.
And I know we're talking about the sea change sailing expeditions, but you two are also, is it Amicus Sailing Adventures? Is that what you call yourselves?
Yes, our business is called Amicus Adventure Sailing, and we do trips through that as well and day sails, but our the program that we pour our heart and soul into is called Sea Change Expeditions, and that is basically a series of trips over the summer, a month-long trip with young adults, a 10-day trip with teenagers, and then a 4-day trip with teachers, in which we focus not only on sailing but on climate change. And so we do a lot of workshops and engaging with citizens around the lake in information about what's happening with Lake Superior with climate change, and also about solutions. We get a lot of people inspired to do more. So that's kind of what Sea Change Expeditions is about.
So what got you interested in using your sailing to get people more informed about climate change?
Well, in 2012 and 13, we took another year-long trip on our current boat down to we were originally going to be going down into the Caribbean, the Eastern Caribbean, spend the winter down there and come back, but right from the very beginning, we started to get hit with the effects of climate change. And this was, at that time we were aware of climate change, but it wasn't something that we thought about every day. But between like super low water levels and the Great Lakes, and then the real kicker was when we got out to the East Coast, we got hit by Hurricane Sandy, which at the time was like the biggest hurricane in history. And then for the rest of the winter, we just saw the effects of that as we traveled south. So we got back from that trip and we decided, we really need to get more involved in this climate change thing and try to figure out solutions. And we're not really the protester types, but we are educators. And so we decided we would start this Sea Change Expeditions program and try to educate people around the lake, communities, and schools about the impacts of climate change on Lake Superior and the boreal forest. So that's what we did.
You got interested in climate change through sailing. How did you educate yourselves about climate change?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. When we knew about climate change, virtually anybody who's been paying attention for the last 20 years has known something about it, but there's something about it reaching your gut level that makes it all different. So when we came back from that trip and we decided on a gut level we needed to do more, first thing we wanted to do was make sure we had good information. So back, now climate change is in the news all the time, but back when we started, 6-7 years ago, it really wasn't. And so we knew if we were going to be sailing to ports and telling people about climate change, we wanted to be telling the truth. So we went to University of Minnesota Duluth, has a Large Lakes Observatory. So they, they're doing some of the top research in the world on large lakes and Lake Superior in particular. And, there's quite a few universities along the lake. There's Lakehead University in Thunder Bay, Michigan Tech, and Northern in the UP. And so we just started traveling to these places and inquiring with the faculty and the professors and learning a lot of research. So the bulk of our information comes from that. Minnesota is really lucky. We have so much information about climate change and what's happening right in Minnesota. So we, you know, there's meteorologists and climatologists as well whose information we use, and that kind of sums up the information we get.
Yeah, and so the thing with that is we also are on the lake almost every day for 6 months out of the year. And so we're experiencing the effects firsthand. So we can take the data and kind of put that into story form on how we experience that firsthand when we're out on the lake. And that really enhances people's ability to kind of understand what's actually happening.
So then talking about data, with the sailing expeditions you're doing, do you do that expedition to like gather data as well as educating people?
A little bit. We do collect water temperature and clarity, and that information goes to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency that does a lot of citizen science. So we're basically monitoring Lake Superior as citizens. And it's pretty sketchy. You know, we can't guarantee we'll be at the same place or the same day. And even if we are, it has to be flat calm to do these tests. So we just test whenever we can, and they're happy for the information we give them, and hoping it will be useful in some way as time goes on, which, and it's very useful for us to be doing these observations as well. I mean, we've been doing them for several years now, and we definitely notice some things the more we test those with the water clarity.
So then have there been universities and studies that have used your data?
No, so we just give it to the MPCA, but and we also use it for storytelling. Like, we just tell a lot of stories about, you know, the first time we experienced warm bath water on Lake Superior and went swimming, that kind of thing.
And I want to get into more about the sailing expeditions in a minute, but you mentioned storytelling, and that maybe reminded me about you wrote a book about climate change. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I did. Well, another of my impulses when we first came back and wanted to do more was, I know I'm a writer, so I started writing a column for the Lake County Chronicle entitled The Climate Column, and that the purpose of that was just to bring the conversation of climate change more readily into people's homes and into people's conversations. And so eventually I compiled a bunch of those into a book, sort of gave it a story form, and so there's now a book out, and it's called Climate Change, Musings and Studies from Lake Superior's North Shore, and it's available throughout the North Shore and the region, really. And I've actually had a really great reception. People like the book. It's very down to earth. It's not super sciencey, and it's certainly not blaming. It's really all about, you know, we have this problem, we've all created it, and now we need to all solve it. So thanks, Jackson, for that little plug.
Quick question, is that book available at like our public library by chance?
It is. It's available at the public library. It's also available at Two Harbors High School Library, also at Anderson's Greenhouse and Sweet Pea, of course, and like I said, up in bookstores throughout the North Shore and in Duluth as well.
That's great to hear. I'm not much of a reader, but maybe I'll have to read that one.
Well, it's very short snippets. I almost think of it as a bathroom book. Like, you can just read a page a day.
That's my kind of book right there. You're speaking to the right person. But on to sailing expeditions. So what are the different sailing expeditions you do?
We have three different trips that we do with our sea change expeditions. And the first one is a 30-day trip with university-aged students, usually like 18 to 25 or so. And with that trip, we go port to port and put on presentations at schools, libraries, museums, any place, you know, that's interested in hearing from us. We set all these up in advance, so we arrive and we'll go up to the school. We actually have like a day-long program that we do with the schools. We have like an hour-long program we can do with libraries or community centers and that sort of thing. And then we do a 10-day trip for teens, like 14 to 17 or 18. And on that trip, we circumnavigate Isle Royale, and we do mostly citizen science, where we're studying these Arctic disjunct plants, are called, that occur along the North Shore and in the Arctic, because the North Shore of Lake Superior has this Arctic microclimate going on. And those plants are being threatened by the warming temperatures and the warming lake water. And then we also, we meet with the moose researchers out there. We do more water clarity and temperature studies and that sort of thing. And we just have a whole lot of fun hiking around, and we have two kayaks and a dinghy that we bring along for exploring bays and stuff. So it's just, it's nonstop fun with a bunch of science thrown in on that trip.
Yeah, the teens are very, very high energy, enthusiastic. We've had great groups of teens. We've done two of those so far. This year will be our third year with teenage trips, and they pretty much sail all day and then hike all evening the way most groups do, but then they also stay up and listen to music and enjoy each other and write in their journals, and they are just nonstop. So highly recommend, if you're a teenager and you're listening here and this sounds fun to you and you want to learn to sail, then I would love it if you would consider applying for next year. This year's trip is full.
So then for that teen trip, is that for any teen who's interested, or do you prefer teens that want to go down a certain career path?
Yeah, not at all. We are really, the main criteria is that you are ready for an adventure and that you're interested in climate change. That definitely needs to be something you're interested in, and interested in learning to sail. Those are the main things, and pretty much guarantee you'll have a really good time if you've got those. And we also, it's 14 to 18 year olds. There's full access, financial resources is not a limiting factor, let's just put it that way.
And then also about the university students, is that for any university student?
Yep, that's just university age, but 18 to 25-year-olds of all stripes have come to us and gone on our trips.
Yeah, and I'll have to talk about how people can get signed up or involved with this in a minute, but you also mentioned a teacher trip earlier. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. So in late August, we have a shorter teacher trip. It's four nights, and it's right out of Knife River. And this is for teachers who, of course, are adventurous. You need to sort of be ready for a live aboard adventure. But you also, it's for teachers that are really interested in climate change and who want to do some studying on the lake themselves. They want to bring projects to their students, and they want to learn how to incorporate various climate change science and also carbon cutting into their schools, not just for science teachers, although science teachers obviously are often the ones to apply.
So your goal with the teacher trip is to kind of add a little bit of climate change knowledge into the curriculum?
Right. I mean, the teachers come with all different kinds of goals. You know, some of them just really want to learn themselves about projects they can do on the lake with their kids, like if they have a school on Lake Superior. Other teachers really want to incorporate more climate change into their daily curriculum, whether it's an English teacher or a science teacher. And other teachers really, you know, the type of teacher that we're finding applies are the ones who are pretty darn amazing teachers, and they are they're just inspired, and they want to inspire their students as well. So that's kind of why they do it.
All right. So can you tell people how they can get involved in these expeditions?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is seachangeexpeditions.org. That's seachangeexpeditions.org. And we have an application for each one of the trips that you can download. You can also peruse through the different pages, and we have some really good videos and that sort of thing that explain the program. We actually had a mini documentary done on us with a guy from Duluth this past year, and there's a 6-minute video that really explains pretty well what we do there.
When can people sign up for what trips?
Right, so that's right now the only trip that's open for this year is the teacher trip in late August. So any teacher can apply right now and be on out on the water in August. The other trips are full, so you can apply any time of the year. Basically, we usually start getting a lot of applicants in November, and so I'd say November through January is the big application time for us, but really consider letting us know any time of the year if you're interested, for you or for someone else.
You know, and one of the things for local students, excuse me, one of the things for local students is we have a grant that we get from Lake County Co-op Power and Light just for a scholarship for a local Two Harbors or Lake County resident.
Yeah. Well, that website yet again is seachangeexpeditions.org, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, hopefully some people hear about this and you get some interested adventure sailors.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too, Jackson. It's really fun to talk about it and get on the air about it. And we've had people, a lot of people locally be interested, but also a lot from far away. So, if you're streaming this online from far away and it's something that you're interested in, you know, don't hesitate to contact us. It's really a very unique experience for teacher, student, or young adult.
Definitely. definitely. Well, Mark, Katya, thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson.
You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back.